Because he's, well, I don't know. That would be just pure speculation, so. We do the things that are pleasing in his sight. Well, isn't that the whole point about this? That you sin not, that you do things that are pleasing. What do you think? It's pleasing to God if you just sin and sin and sin. Say, God, forgive me, God, forgive me, God, forgive me, God, forgive me. Oh, but I gotta do it again, I gotta do it again. Oh, I'm probably gonna do it again tomorrow. In fact, I know I'm gonna do it again tomorrow, but I repented tonight, Lord. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. Yeah, I'm really, really, really sorry. This is great. Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go to sleep. I'll wake up in the morning and then, oh, a new day. And then, oh, whoa, there's that temptation again. Oh, I think I'll partake. Ooh, yeah. Oh. Pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, God. Oh, well, yeah. Later. End of the day comes. Oh, God, I sinned again. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm really sorry. Yeah, I mean it. I'm really sorry. I'm so serious about it. I'm very sorry. Forgive me. I'm really sorry. And then, I believe you forgive me. Yeah. The next day you wake up, new day, there's temptation again. Boy, I love that. Oh, let's see it again. Ooh, I like that. Oh, pleasures of sin for a season. And the day comes to an end, it's like, oh God, I'm sorry, I did it again. I'll probably do it again tomorrow, but I'm so sorry, I really am. I'm so sorry. Is that what God wants? Is that happiness? For some it is, I suppose. I have eternal life and I can do whatever I want. I just gotta apologize. Other people say they don't even have to apologize. But that they're supposed to have a desire for righteousness. They believe that. But when they don't think that, like, there's something wrong with that. Well, it's just, that's the way it's going to be. Even Paul had that problem, you know. Well, you know, it's like they live in denial or something. I don't know how you can live like that. I didn't live really in either. I was just sort of so sinful. I was just miserable. I don't know. I thank God for the misery I had in my sin. Because there are others, I think, who are just not troubled enough by it. Or their sins are so light, you know, it's sort of like they don't think they really need Christ. Your forgiveness is good enough. I don't need to have righteousness imputed. I think my righteousness can pretty much stand as it is. It's pretty good. You know? I never use foul language. I am not a homosexual. I am faithful to my wife. A lot of things I do, you know. In fact, I don't see anything wrong with what I do. But they don't see the hypocrisy. They don't see their heart corrupt as God sees it. God sees it. And he's greater than it. And he judges it. And they think they're right. And they don't look to Christ for what they really need. Oh, yeah, I've done pretty good for myself. I mean, I thank God I'm a Christian. You know, I guess when I think, there are visions of people I have in my mind. Famous teachers, people on the radio, preaching the gospel of the grace of licentiousness. Now, they don't think, oh, fornicate, like I said. You gotta live uprightly, yes, sir. I mean, you'll never be perfect. Don't think that. But I'm pretty close, you know. Being a man of God and all, you know. A man of sin, I go for a week or two without sinning. Yep. Maybe even a month. I think one time I went 6 weeks without sinning. And they assure themselves. But it's not possible to live completely without sin. Nope. And they don't look to him. See, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Power of Jesus, because they don't say, because they are righteous because, well, I was raised that way, you know, I was kind of raised by a family that taught me to be like that, and, you know, we're upright folks, and, you know, we have a certain excellence, virtue, you know, it's a filthy rag, well, but I believe, and love one another, as he gave you commandment, and all those things, everything he said in this chapter. If you sin at all, you're a child of the devil. Period. Okay? You got to do righteousness to be righteous. Don't think it's just all imputed. There is an imputation, thank God. Because for without it, I would be the child of the devil. But because he looks at me as his chosen, he's already imputing my faith for righteousness. Because what is my faith isn't just, I believe Jesus died on the cross so I could keep sinning. That's not faith. Faith is to say, I believe he died on the cross for my sins, and though I be a sinner, he's going to turn me from those things. See, that's faith that saves. That's faith that imputes. Why? God imputed faith to Abraham because why? He believed God. What did he believe? He believed that Isaac was going to be born. He believed that Sarah, who was barren, would have power to conceive. And so I know that the seed of God is in me, and there's power to conceive Christ, and that he might grow up and be born in me. That is faith that saves in spite of sin. Because God will deliver on the promise that you're faithing in. Faithing. I made a verb out of it. That you have faith in that promise, he's going to deliver. Promise you. His promise is true. The last verse of this chapter, 24, verse 24 of chapter 3. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, but the Spirit he hath given us. He talked about that unction in chapter 2. That anointing is that Spirit. We know that he abides in us by the Spirit. But if we sin, he doesn't abide. Well, what is it? Is it abide or not? Again, you can claim imputation, but only God gives it. If I am his, he's looking at me as righteous right now. He looked at me as righteous when I was a young man, before he even called me. When I was yet in my sin, he looked at me as righteous. Because in a sense, he does. For the sake of Christ, he does turn. But he does not turn a blind eye to the sin. He wants to cleanse me from it. That's why he died. He died to deliver me from this present evil world. And the way that happens, how do I get delivered from the evil world? By just living in sin and then dying and he raises me from the dead? No. I'm delivered from the world by walking as he walked. I'm delivered from the world by denying ungodly lusts. I'm delivered from the world by putting to death in my life, putting to death the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. As those things die, my life is manifested, which is in Christ Jesus. It is hid in him. My life is hid in Christ. And it may not be manifest to the world yet, but God will manifest it to me and to the world in due time. So if we keep his commandments, we dwell in him and he dwells in us. And that